We're back with more of Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. The holiday season can be stressful under normal circumstances, but for anyone who's lost someone close to them, they can be particularly difficult. SAS Mel Muskimmon lost her mother in the spring, and she's facing her first Christmas without her.
After my mom died, I waited for her to send me a sign. It was August. Mom passed in April. And so far, nothing. I knew the veil separating the world of the living from the dead was permeable, from my past guilty pleasure watching psychic Sylvia Brown on the Montel Williams show. She knew exactly how the deceased was contacting the survivor. "Every time you smell a cigar, it's him," she'd say. Or simply, "feathers." Was I a believer? Not really. She gave people peace of mind and closure. What's wrong with that? I needed closure. I needed peace of mind. I needed feathers. How does one choose a psychic? The internet. Did I care about a person's ability to channel the Archangel Metatron who walked the earth as Enoch? No. The more I read about spirit realms and metaphysical soul retrievers, the thing I cared about? My immortal soul. Was I playing with hellfire? And then I saw a listing. The psychic's name? Same as mine. Her suite number? 817. And when is my birthday? August 17th. I got an appointment for that Wednesday. As I waited in the hallway, I heard her checking her voicemail through the office door. "Hi, it's Sharon. I just wanted to call about my soul contracts. Call me. Bye."
It's Anthony, and I forgot what you said about my star chart."
"Hi, it's Sharon again. The dog's not eating. Is it because she's mirroring my issue with food?" I was just about to run to the elevator and press lobby when her door opened. She looked the way I had hoped, Judy Dench, with a heaping helping of Helena Bonham Carter. Her office was the great and powerful Oz meets Mad Men. The smell took me back to another lifetime, another place, Madison, 1974. She lit the regulation psychic medium candle. "How can I help you?" she said. "I want to know why my mom hasn't sent me a sign," I said. "How long has it been since she crossed?" "April," I said. She said nothing. She just looked at me, the wall. Was this the moment? "Mom?" "Your mother was confused," she said. "Yeah, she was a little loopy," I said. "She thought she was dreaming." "Oh, was she alone?" I said. "There was a woman with a big hat, a deep red wine color." My mom had a black and white picture of her mother from 1922 in a big brimmed hat that she told me was a deep red wine color. That was freaky. "How come I don't feel her around me?" I said. She shrugged. "I'm sorry, our time is up." That's it? A shrug? She couldn't have made something up like, "She sends you spam email." I walked to the elevator and pushed the express button. To hell. When I got home, I called my dad to see how he was doing. "I tried to call you," he said, "but I kept getting this message, something about your inbox being full." It had been a while since I purged. I started to delete, delete, delete without paying attention, and then I just happened to see the date and the time. I pressed play. "Hi, it's your mom. I'm doing much better today, so you don't have to worry about me. If you were going to worry, don't worry. Bye." I pressed the save button. I had my sign.
Lake Effect essayist Mel Muskimmon is a contributing writer for More Magazine, a guest blogger on The Huffington Post, and the author of Cop's Kid. She lives in Milwaukee. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I hope you'll be with us again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Fresh air comes your way next. Stay tuned.